Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Okay. What we would have to do first is do a health assessment on them. So first of all, you'd be looking at 170 for the consultation. We'd look at D-sex. Are they all boys, I'm assuming? Yep. Oh, did they? Okay. Yeah, no, if it's been recent, then that should be okay, providing that they're not showing any signs of respiratory effort or disease that could alter the anaesthetic that they have. Let me get into their file. What's the surname? Tegan, there we go. And who would you be looking at getting D-sex? Yep. Yep. Yeah, certainly. Yeah. So you can definitely de-sex like one of them, but it might change the pack structure, obviously, and the next one might become more dominant and you might still have the same issue. Just warning you with that one there, definitely. But... Yes. Yep. Yep. Yeah, no, certainly. Okay, so I'm just looking at Drogon's history here. Like, you did have some sneezing. Are you nebulizing at the moment? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, yep. Certainly. Sure. Yep. Yeah. So yeah, so what we would do is just do a quick reassessment in the morning of the day that you want the procedure done, just to make sure that obviously the sneezing is definitely resolved, there's no signs of any chest infection or anything like that, or respiratory issues starting that would hinder the anaesthetic that we would do. And then if everything's fine, he can stay for the day to have his procedure done. The cost of the actual procedure itself, I believe is $400, but I'm just double checking that for you, is $400. And that includes the procedure, anaesthetic and everything. It just doesn't include some take-home medications if required, like pain relief, which we generally do send them home. So you'd probably be looking at an extra about $30, $40 for that. And yeah, so that's when we generally do that procedure during the weekdays with either Dr. Brock or Dr. Vanessa. Yeah, so we generally keep them here. Like, sometimes we do need to keep them overnight, just if they're a bit too sleepy or we're wanting to check the surgery side and stuff in the morning. But with the rats, like, definitely if you're going to be home to be able to monitor them, if they're awake enough to go home, we'd definitely send them home that night. But yeah, it's obviously case by case, but we'd let you know after the procedure how everything's travelling and organise a discharge then. Yeah, certainly. Not a problem at all. We can definitely do that. Not a problem. We'll talk to you then. Thanks, Tegan. Bye.